This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My role is to be one. I need to be the most consistent player I can be on the back end with all of my calls, be a reliable source of information for my teammates whenever I see something and I make an adjustment, make a call, that my teammates trust me, that I know what I'm talking about, and that I'm making these decisions for the best interest to get guys lined up to make the best plays possible. Just be a consistent guy that everyone in the locker room, coaching staff, players, training room can rely, that I'm going to be there to do my job. I will be prepared to play, so you be prepared to play.
Dude, I love Justin Reed. Don't ever change Justin Reed. 10-year NFL vet, Super Bowl
Baby,
champ.
You're my greatest love.
Former safety James Ahedebo plays the same position as Justin Reed. What are your thoughts on Justin Reed? What is the ceiling for this young man? The biggest, the most pleasant surprise for the Texans last year, he's going to be a starter next season. We already know the pedigree he comes from. His brother's been an NFL vet for a long time. What is the ceiling for this young man, James?
I think the sky's the limit. I love the attitude. You know, it's your attitude leads to your actions, you know, and anytime you have a guy that, you know, has that positive attitude through his experiences on the field, can trust what he sees and trust that he knows the system to be able to get the guys in the right position.
Right.
That's what you want as a defensive coach, and that's what you want as a head coach. I mean, you raise a question, is he a leader in that locker room? Instantly. Anytime you hear a guy with that type of emotion and not so much like a rah-rah, but just a confidence, that's attractive to your other players, and it's attractive to other young guys that you're bringing into that locker room as well.
Players can see through BS. Yeah. Just like kids can see through BS when parents are BSing them. Players can sift through all that. There are guys who like act like a leader. Mm-hmm. Like Brock Osweiler said all the right things, and every player in that locker room was just rolling their eyes. Mm-hmm. They knew better. You can say what you want. You know, every interception has a story, all that stuff that he talked about. But players see through the BS. I don't, and no one is rolling their eyes at Justin Reed. Certain guys you just gravitate to, right?
Yeah, and it's one thing to talk the game, and it's the other thing to back it up.
That's the most important part, yeah.
And the way you earn respect in an NFL locker room is your production on the field, is what you do, and you do it consistently. He talked about that, being consistent. And to play 10 years in the NFL, that was the name of the game. It's be consistent. Be the same guy every single day. You know, we joke around and say, hey, either you suck or you're good. At least we know what we're going to get, right? So be that same guy every single day. And when you develop those habits of being a leader, of being in the right spot, making those game-changing plays, well, those guys rally around you and say, well, you know, I can trust his judgment. He's doing it for himself on the field. So when he tells me to line up outside, I'm going to trust his judgment and line up to that outside leverage, knowing that he knows what he's talking about. He's getting me in a position to make a play.
NFL veteran, former safety James Ahedebo, Super Bowl champ, joining In the Loop with Landry Locker and John Lopez on Sports Radio 610. Another thing about Justin Reed that I think is a huge advantage, and you can speak to this better than me, James, is a lot of times you are an exception because you always had a level head on your shoulders, but you have to learn. We had Deontay Foreman on. You have to learn how to be a pro. Yeah. Deontay Foreman, heading into his third season, admitted to us that he had to learn how to be a pro. When your brother is a starting safety in the NFL, one of the best in the game, and you go live with him while you're in college and you get to watch that, Justin Reed, I know maturation is still going to exist. He didn't really have to learn how to be a pro like most guys that come in the league.
Yeah, of course. It's all about, you know, being exposed to experiences, right? Mm-hmm. And that exposure transformed his whole college experience, because now he wasn't coming into the NFL with this self-entitlement of, I've arrived,
right?
Rather than, okay, now I know what it takes to be successful in this league. Being around your brother, who, you know, is a Pro Bowl safety in his own right, just signed a new deal with Carolina, dominated with San Francisco in his time there as a safety. When you're watching that, not only do you have that push as the younger brother, but you have that push for success of this is what success looks like in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And so if I want to obtain it, I'm going to do it in my own right, but I'm going to follow what he's laid out for me. And having that You know, being open to that is it's definitely impacted him, and you could see it already.
And from a safety perspective, from the first time you step on an NFL field to as you step on the second year, the third year, the fourth year, in what ways does the game become easier? What's the most important resource for improvement in taking that next step as a player?
There's two major things that jump out to me when you're at the safety position. The first I'll say is your technique. You know, because your technique, you're gonna use it when you're fatigued. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, muscle memory. It's what you fall back on when you're tired. And so if you're working on your footwork, you're working on your hand placement. Most important is a safety. If you're working on your eyes and your eyes are in the right place in terms of your run pass keys, that makes your play recognition quicker. You can play faster. You can make more plays. Then the next thing I would say is play recognition, route recognition. Knowing route concepts, knowing how offenses like to attack you, knowing what 3-by-1, if they have three receivers to one side, one receiver, what can that backside receiver give you in certain coverages? Mm-hmm. What can the front side third receiver give you? There's, you know, all these different intangible things that allow players to make that next jump.
Right.
And, you know, you hear about the NFL being a mental game, which it is, and guys get lost in that learning curve of that year two, year three.
I was just going to ask you about that.
They get lost in the learning curve because they're still doing what they did year one. And each year, you have to reinvent yourself as a player.
I was just going to ask you about that because we all agree how good we think Justin Reed can be, and you're the expert. You know, you played the position. What are the pitfalls here? What does he have to watch out for? Because everybody says you take a big jump year one to year two, and then year two to year three is always the two big years that you have to really establish yourself, you know, as a pro.
Yeah, it's and that comes with the confidence factor, which he has.
What are the pitfalls, though? Where do you got to watch yourself?
Well, you got to watch yourself with complacency.
Yeah.
You know, and getting to a point where you say, all right, I'm playing well. I'm a leader on this team. I'm established. I have the confidence of my teammates. Well, let me try doing a little freelancing. Let me try going to make a play when I think it's there instead of just doing your job. There's two guys on the roster
that can do that.
Yeah. And one guy that I've seen do it consistently is Ed Reed. He's a Hall of Famer.
Right. Tyron does it, but he's not real good at it.
He's not real good at it. And you don't ever want to be that guy where, you know, you go and you make one, but then you do it again and you miss the next three. That's a bad film session. So, you know, being consistent on the positive side.
Talking to NFL vet, Super Bowl champ James Ahedebo, our safety here at Sports Radio 610, about Justin Reed. Something else that he did recently that got a lot of headlines was he responded to Antonio Brown and said he can't wait to smash that dude. A lot of times players might write checks that they can't cash. If you're in that locker room and a second-year guy comes out and calls out one of the best receivers in the game who you're going to face, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, see, there's different ways to it. I think there was a safety one time that called out, a receiver on the Patriots.
Yes, he called out Tom Brady.
Guaranteed a victory in Pittsburgh. And they lit him up the entire game.
They were searching him out
and lighting him up. There's one end to that. But I understand where he's coming from because as
Anthony Smith.
Yeah, there it is, Anthony Smith. Mm-hmm. As the brotherhood in the NFL, there's just certain things you don't do, right? Yeah. And that's calling out former teammates. Even if you leave and it's disgruntled, you guys don't have the best relationship.
You're talking about Antonio calling out Juju.
I'm talking about Antonio calling out Juju.
Yeah.
So there's just certain things you don't do.
And it was a weird call out, too.
Yeah, but there's two sides to it because Antonio looked at it as, well, I just want to make it clear, me and Juju Smith are not on the same level. And posted a tweet of Juju asking him for advice
when as a teenager
when he was a young receiver at USC asking Antonio Brown, and it's like, look, you know, you asked me for advice. I never asked you for advice. We're not on the same level here.
Right.
Let's just put that out in the open. And I understand where he's coming from the competitive nature, but that's just stuff you don't air out.
I gotta tell you, man.
You don't put that out in the public eye. That there's some things that, you know, are supposed to stay in private, and that's one of them.
I said this yesterday, and I 100%, you know, am sincere here. All the crap that Antonio Brown has done, I've always kind of like, okay, well, he's a nut, but he's really, really good. I think a lot of the blame falls on Ben Roethlisberger. I think Roethlisberger didn't get enough heat for the fractured relationship until yesterday. Yesterday, going at Juju, to me, was like, you just don't do that, man.
See, one thing that I don't like with Antonio Brown and the direction that he's going is he's trying to be bigger than the game, mm-hmm. right? The receivers that you saw do that, their careers started to go downhill. Chad Johnson, mm-hmm. Terrell Owens, those guys that started to tried to feel themselves and be bigger than the game and be about them.
Right.
After they started doing that, their career started to go
really
downhill.
Yeah.
So I'm worried about Antonio Brown and the direction that he's going. But on the other side, you know, Justin Reed made that statement because it's like you don't call guys out like that. So, you know, we're going to deal with you in the sense of the brotherhood, you know, when we play you.
Mm-hmm. 10-year NFL vet, Super Bowl champ James Ahedebo on In the Loop with Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. We're going to get more into this because I want to get your perspective as a teammate of Antonio Brown. What would James Ahedebo say to Antonio Brown? And what are the biggest schemes, money-making schemes in America? Because there's something else that happened to Justin Reed yesterday that I think we all can relate to. You're In the Loop next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.